Thank you very much, Heide. I want to give you four examples of how young scientists are contributing to resilience on an international scale, but also in a very focused way. And to start, I'll start close to home with one of my own projects, which is focused on domestic violence. So I'm looking at resilience from a human resilience perspective. One in seven murders in the world is committed by an intimate partner. So one in seven is due to domestic violence. And often there are children involved. So in the US, for example, there are about 3,000 children affected every year. And for them, it means they lose often their mother who died, their father to prison or to suicide. They have to leave their home. They have to move schools. So all of a sudden, really, their whole world is turned upside down. And there are lots of questions around how to support these children. Where should they live? Should they see their father in prison or not? Our team is working with the Dutch government to systematically understand the conditions of these children, their needs and outcomes in the long term, to improve social services, to improve psychological services, and to improve child protection regulations, to support these kids to be resilient as much as they can. And with that, we're now expanding this in Europe to support these children. It's a very low frequency event with a huge impact on the children themselves, but also their families and communities. Yutam Babashrestha is one of Global Young Academy members. And the Global Young Academy, I should explain a little bit more about that probably, is an academy of 200 members of young scientists who are generally 5 to 10 years post-PhD and come from all disciplines, from mathematics to humanities and everything in between. And the Global Young Academy members are selected based on excellence on the one hand and on their commitment to society on the other hand. And Yutam is one of those people who clearly shows his commitment to society. He is from Nepal and has been very much involved in volunteering after the earthquakes. And with him, many other scientists who have provided data, who have provided images, who have analyzed data, because the infrastructure in Nepal is lacking. And these science volunteers have provided information that has been very helpful to guide or support rescue and recovery activities. With that, however, these science volunteers or this science volunteerism has been very enthusiastic but not very coordinated. And UTAM is now driving initiatives to call for more coordination of this crowdsourced support after disasters. And he's recently written a piece in Science about that. Another example of a young scientist who is contributing to resilience is Ivana Gajanski, also from the Global Young Academy. And Ivana is driving the FAB initiative. Now, you may know about citizen science, do-it-yourself movement, the maker fairs, these very vibrant communities where scientists and citizens together actually are very innovative. And fabrication labs are high-tech workshops where people can, for example, use 3D printers. And what Ivana does is she is establishing this kind of labs in southeastern Europe. And she focuses in particular on female entrepreneurs. And in that way, she's empowering these female entrepreneurs locally and the communities there to be resilient. Virginia asked why I put this spring on the on the presentation. And if you're wondering as well, this is, for me, it's a beautiful example of resilience, bouncing back. And then finally, as an example for young scientists too, is a new initiative. We've heard this meeting about the migration, refugee crisis, and the issues that are currently facing us. This will not be an issue that is solved next year. It will be a long-term challenge. And with the Global Young Academies and national young academies around the world, we see we have the capacity, but also the responsibility to help and address addressing these challenges. So what we're doing is we're getting together a group of 20 young scientists from all disciplines. So we're looking for people who are engineers who know everything about temporary accommodation, to human rights lawyers, to public health experts, to language specialists, to bring these people together in a two-day meeting and prepare a brief vision document about how science can contribute to address the refugee crisis. And if you know someone who is generally 5 to 10 years post-PhD and who has relevant expertise, we still accept applications. So I would really encourage you to either directly contact me or the Global Young Academy and encourage these people to apply. Thank you.